to our attention. So we're going to, people have not been to a meeting before, you're more than welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting. It's entirely up to you guys, but obviously if we close the open forum now, we're going to go on to the normal order of business from the agenda. Okay, so item four is minutes of the last meeting. Can some councillors that attended that meeting say whether it was a true representation of the meeting or not, or if there was any issues, please?
I propose true and accurate record.
Proposal from
Councillor Sheldon.
Seconded. Phil? Thank you.
All in favour? Can
I ask what your issue is with the minutes?
Well, I'm not going to say, because every time I've said anything about the minutes, you take my notice anyway.
Well, I wasn't chairing previously, so you've not accepted that there are two representations.
No,
I'd like to know why.
Just leave it at that. You just have not accepted, and that's it. Because every time I say something, you say, well, you take my notice anyway.
No, you don't. Sorry, it's not open for me.
It does relate to the minutes.
It's closed.
Maybe it's a trivial thing, but it does say, in relation to last month's open forum, Councillor Waits explained the situation in full to the meeting. Well, she didn't. All she said was, it's a pity you haven't been at previous meetings when this was discussed. So that bit is inaccurate, certainly in my recollection, and I think...
It's subjective.
I think that's probably what it bothered me
too,
but
that is what I'm on about.
It was not subjective. Explained at all, let alone in full.
Okay. Right, okay, so item five.
I was going to say it's fine. I mean, surely so.
I wasn't here, I can't say.
No, no, you're not. The councillors have just said.
Yeah, well, it's being, the meeting's being recorded. The majority of the councillors that were at the meeting last month have said that the minutes are fine. So, you know, we can't, we've got it recorded that a member of the public has. Made a suggestion that she didn't agree with what Heidi said. Heidi's not here tonight. I wasn't at the meeting, so I can't really get weigh in at this meeting on a he said she said. If I'd been here at the meeting, I could have made a comment on it, Mrs. Holmes, but I wasn't here last month, unfortunately. But it's been registered that a member of the public said the piece about the member of the open forum isn't, in her opinion, correct. Okay, so moving on to item five, matters arising. Anything, Anne, that has come to attention late after the agenda items went out? Okay. So item six, accounts. And if you could go through those, please, because I have not.
At the last meeting, it was agreed to purchase a notice board. This has now been ordered and paid for, because we had to pay for it before it was delivered. Councillor Milan was going to erect this notice board. It could probably now sit in the reception for a couple of years.
Okay, well, we'll see whether we can put it onto Ross's list of maintenance.
See, not insurance. This is the insurance for the allotments.
Okay.
HMRC, that is the tax, £738.40 for a quarter. £43.20, that is payroll for preparing the wages.
Yeah.
And that's everything.
It says something about IT equipment there, because I know nothing to report on the IT equipment.
No, Councillor Waits are dealing with that.
Okay. Right, thank you. So, item seven is precept. So, for those people that have not been here before when we've done the precept, at this time every year we have to prepare what value the council tax element of the parish council will be for the year 25-26.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the parish councillors have been sent the previous year's precept, which is a budget. Doesn't mean we've actually spent the money, but it's what we expected to spend at this time last year when we set the precept. So if we now go through all of these precept amounts, people that have applied for grants, etc., and we take a vote as a council whether we want to stay with the same amount as last year, increase it, reject it if it's a request, etc., etc. So, have you had any applications from anyone?
Yeah, I've had an application from Nafferton Church. Last year they had £1,100. We do give them...
Is this All Saints?
All Saints, yeah.
Methodist will not be applying.
So All Saints?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Which you recollect, we have given them £800 previous, a long time ago, for the clock maintenance.
Well, yeah.
Prices have gone up since then. The church warden has supplied an application form and then supplied their accounts as well. That's the receipt during 2023,
yeah.
2023, £24,000, and they paid out £22,000, so they're not in a good.
Yeah. So I think previous years has been a question about the financial health of the church and whether they were, had a reason to ask parish council for a grant. It would seem from those accounts that they do have a reason to ask for a grant. We have paid, we have included it in the precept in previous years, so it's whether anybody on the council wants to propose that we continue with that as part of the precept.
Just for clarity then, they filled out the application form and things above board with that one, and they've got a £2,000 surplus, that's it.
Less
than £2,000 surplus. I propose that we carry on with that fund for the maintenance.
Oh, sure.
Okay. All in favour?
And I propose at that figure of last year plus any increments if we need to for... Is that £1,100 what they're asking for?
Yes.
I propose that.
All in favour?
Yeah. Okay, so, sorry, I haven't had a chance to. So, next, have you got any other applications?
No, Nafferton in Bloom.
Nafferton in Bloom haven't applied, did you say?
They have a personal problem at the moment with Nafferton in Bloom, so they have our next meeting to apply.
Okay, so we'll put that on.
Along with the newsletter, they haven't applied either at the moment.
Okay.
I've not had a response from them, but if you could just leave Nafferton in Bloom with me at the moment.
Okay, so Nafferton in Bloom and newsletter.
January.
In the past we have paid them something, so...
We have promised them the newsletter. We did promise them to continue supporting them, didn't we?
We did.
But we really
need that application.
They need to put their account, see their accounts.
Yeah. Okay, so those go on to January then. Twilight Bus.
Yes. Of course there's no accounts for those because it's at the school.
So Twilight Bus, we've supported that in the past at £350 per year. And we've had an application. Have we got a specific amount?
No.
Okay, so the total cost of the project is £18,500. In the past we've put £350 in, so it's whether the council is here.
I'm happy to propose it at £350. I think one life is worth more than £350. I'm happy to propose that.
Was you when we looked into it?
Yes.
It is used, yeah.
All in favour?
All in favour.
Of the Twilight Bus? So the fixed parish council costs, we have to conclude those, don't we? So do we need to know, talk about anything about the costs of them or anything?
No. Well, we do need to audit fee, can we leave that till January? Accountancy fee, that'd be
higher.
It could be 350, yes.
Okay, so we've got some fixed parish council costs, audit fee, accountancy fee, insurance, Ehrlicher, who advises on any questions that we've got as a parish council. Do we think that we need to put a 10% increase or a 5% increase on those? What would your suggestion be?
I would say 5%.
So these are fixed parish council costs. My proposal would be that we follow Anne's suggestion of putting the same in plus 5%.
Can we leave the audit fee for this month? Can we leave that?
Till Jan?
Yeah.
Okay. Because we've got some questions, obviously, yes. So it might be higher. Okay. So the other three things, insurance, audit fee and Ehrlicher, so we've got to have them, the fixed parish council cost, but we need to budget for a potential 5% increase. Yeah, that's my proposal.
5% on the accountancy, insurance and Ehrlicher.
We were leaving accountancy, weren't we?
No,
audit.
Oh, audit, sorry, you're leaving audit, yeah, my fault.
Yeah, so yeah. 5% on those three.
I second.
All in favour?
All in favour. Councillor Tag?
How much is the insurance?
5,200.
So that's the insurance for the rec club?
Yes, and the complete insurance.
That's been checked by the auditor at
Leeds,
isn't it? It's the complete amount that was precepted for in the past.
Yeah, but it's not for the parish council, it's for the rec club, which is a standalone charity.
No, and we did say in the rec club budget that we would take a percentage of the
I don't agree with that.
It covers everything under the council, it covers the parish council as well, though, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, it covers both.
Yeah.
It's just so we've done it as
a need split in parish council and rec club pays their own.
So on that case then, do we have a percentage proportion of that the rec club and the parish council?
We don't know that yet. We haven't had that information. We can defer it to January.
Can we not then pay it and then the rec club pay back the percentage?
That's the
ones
plan.
Figured it out
that
so that we can just pay it.
Agreed at the rec club meeting. Yeah.
Okay.
But we don't know what that percentage is. At
yeah, let's see, we'll figure that one out, okay.
Okay, so defer that to January then, we'll hopefully have some information on that. So we've got the clerk's salary, which we follow East Riding and grading for. So
yes. Move on to the other.
Okay, but we will need to include the clerk's salary for precept. And it's based on the local government services pay agreement.
And there's been a total pay and reward activity as well, so I'm unsure if that affects, but that'll be taken into account. But we need the guidance for that.
Do we need to vote?
We can't do anything while Anne's not allowed in the room.
No. That's what Maynard's going to say, do we need to?
We need the information and then we need to excuse
them. I think I've starved the grade.
80,000?
Yeah. Right. Clerk's expenses, we've had that in at 300 every year, which is fine. Do we need to vote on that?
Yes,
please. Proposal that we'll keep the budget for the expenses the same as previous years. Not saying that we use them all, but that's what we budget.
So, all in favour?
Christmas tree costs. We've been very lucky this year. We've got it for free, didn't we? Mm. But we have in the past precepted for it just in case we can't assume we're going to get it for free. Spar have been brilliant actually this last few months in providing things for the village. So I think we need to leave it in the precept, but hopefully we won't spend the money. So if we don't spend it, then it becomes part of the reserve accounts anyway. So. So I think we need to put it in. I don't think we can always guarantee we're going to get it through.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think we need to plan. We need to plan for the worst and hope we don't need it.
I second it.
I second.
All in favour?
Chair, we are ready for Anne's discussion of clerk's salary. Just one question is, how many hours do you do a week? Have you? Okay.
I'll just have a look. Can we just finish this?
Yeah, we'll finish that and then we're ready to go back to that.
Okay. We put a contingency election fund in, which is just prudent in case we, after every 4 years, all of the parish councillors need to apply for their positions again should they want to continue to stand, and there is a cost in running that election. And we've always put a contingency fund in, although I don't think the contingency fund would fully cover it if we had to do it, and we've had to pay out before from our reserve accounts because the contingency fund hasn't covered it. But I do think it's prudent to put something in, even if it's not used. And it's only £100 that we've put in the contingency fund. So I propose that we keep that in. Seconder, please, if anybody, yeah.
All in favour?
All in favour. So village grass cutting and maintenance. In the past we've had £7,500 in there. Do we know how much we've spent?
Sorry. Ross will know exactly from this lovely invite.
Well, I said the rector me that good these accounts are taking some sorting out, isn't it?
In the region of 5,000.
So we've had 7,500 in the budget, but we've only spent 5,000.
But we've got to go until
April. So that sounds about right, really.
Yeah. We've got 4 months left then. Yeah.
Can anybody foresee any reason why we would need to increase that or anything? Or
wage increase, more grass cutting,
tractor maintenance,
which we've never budgeted for.
So are we proposing that we keep it at 7,500 or that we increase it?
No, it wants to go up. It's going to be, 750 every time you get to the year end.
Right. So if we're not allowing for maintenance of that tractor, bear in mind that costs us £16,000. It's got what, 5 year span we expect, something like that? 5 year, 10 years?
10 years.
We don't maintain it, so we're only going to replace it.
So that's 1,600 just for tractor, if that don't go up per year, plus that. So it wants to £1,600 on top of that minimum.
For the service and maintenance?
Just for the life cycle cost of the tractor.
Oh, so the depreciation?
And for the depreciation, yeah.
Yeah, I think
we're
somewhere near the £9,000-£10,000 mark.
What's your proposal, Simon?
£9,500.
Yeah.
£2,000. Yeah, all right.
The second half of Simon's proposal.
Yeah, I'll second that. It makes sense.
All in favour? Do you want to put a proviso in that what is left from the village maintenance is put in the reserve account, is ring fenced for?
Yeah, it wants keeping in for the vehicles. Yeah,
yeah, that's a good idea. So the next item, playground. Maintenance and equipment. We had 6,000 in the precept plus for this current financial year.
We have 24,000 in reserve in the playground equipment, ring fenced. To replace
all of it.
Yeah.
How long? When was it last done?
I think it was 2 years ago and it's got 10-year life, so we've got 8 years before we have to really replace. Some will go before and like that roundabout is just shot. So we've got that, again, we've got the depreciation staking cost and then any increase, and then the cost, the value of money over that time to think about.
Well, really, the roundabout wants to come out, wouldn't it? Yeah. Be replaced, it wants, because it's, well, it's not, it's just an ornament, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's no good whatsoever.
It's weird, because some days you can go and you get it going, go next day, you can't move it.
For context, that last install was 52,000 we spent on that.
Yeah.
And we've got 24 in reserve, so we're at 50%. We've got 8 years left, plus
any
increase,
in
plus any maintenance. So if a chain goes, it's got to come out of that fund, sir.
If you're replacing the roundabout, that's going to cost you 10 grand.
Let's just buy some concrete.
Well, to me, it's probably back into a pond. It in for the start of the fund for any replacement.
Yeah, well, it's prudent financial management, isn't it?
Alex,
you
propose?
Yeah, I propose. Well, what? No, what am I proposing?
6,000.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I mean,
that's a little bit high.
It maybe is, actually, yeah.
We've got 24,000
in. Yeah.
So we need to double that and add 6, roughly, plus a bit more. 8 years. So I reckon about 4.5, 5.
Yeah, I don't think we need to budget for 6,000 to go to the fund.
No, yeah,
but
I don't think
it is.
Well, that gives us 50,000 for 8 years' time for when it goes, we can keep it going. But it's a case of, if anything goes up in that time, playground equipment's bloody expensive. We've got 50 grand, haven't we? That's what we're aiming for, what we'll get for that. There'll still be some gear in there that'll still be fine, don't get me wrong, but you see if we think that's enough, which at this moment in time we don't know. We suspect it is. Mm. We've got nothing to tell us it isn't.
No. So I propose stick with 6 or drop it to 4.5.
I'll meet you halfway. I'll propose 5.
Have we got a seconder for 5,000 for the playground fund? Margaret, thank you.
On
So we've got playground fence. Now it's been a bit up and down. We did have to do a major repair a couple of years ago, but we only put 2,000 in last year for this current financial year when we did the budgeting.
What have we got in for that? And is it ring fenced down?
Yeah, we've only got 2,000 left in the ring fence since we did the new fence.
That, because
the fence on the footpath side, it's gone. It was.
The fence on the footpath side's gone. The fence at the back's gone. The fence at the back gone years ago.
That one has.
Yeah.
And this side.
Yeah. But we've only 2,000 left.
Well, the one on the fence side's fairly desperate.
Hmm.
I've no idea what that sort of repair would cost.
Well, the one in the little toddler playground was 8,000-9,000?
Yeah, there's a lot of groundwork for that one. That's the problem with that one.
I would think a fence of that length with concrete post. Well, we're looking at that at 6-7 grand, I guess.
I mean, we're proposing a budget now, obviously, we go through our normal
procurement, but
free quotes,
we're almost trying to put the money aside for what it's going to be.
That fence isn't going to last another 12 months, so we need to put something in and then get some quotes.
Yeah.
It's definitely.
What would you suggest for the budgeting perspective?
If we've got 2 grand, I think we need to add another, personally, I think we'd add another 6.
Yeah, I would have thought, at least.
Just it's a bloody big fence, that.
I've got some posts ready to put in on that fence side. You're going to pay. Just to bank a new post in and get it upright again.
Is that just an interim?
That's an interim,
So we still need to do it properly. So your proposal's 6, is it?
Yeah, to take it to 8 overall.
Second after 6,000.
Yeah, definitely. You aren't going to get much for 8 grand.
Sorry.
Is it enough? Oh. Then that's the thing.
Well,
yeah. I think we'll maintain what we've got for 8 grand.
If it was necessary. And it costs more than
we've got
we could take a loan from the bank
from the playground equipment and repay it at next year's
pre-set.
Well, at the end of the day, you can't have the fence falling on people.
No, especially little kids, can you imagine that?
So you're sticking with six?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Alex and Sam, all in favour? Website, the £50 for the domain name for the Navan site, so that's a carry forward. Do we need to vote on that?
Yeah.
All in favour of the £50 for the website name, domain name? Yeah.
I'm happy to second as well.
Have we got anybody other than the people that we normally give grants to that have applied on the small grant fund?
That's not the
right.
Okay.
So in that year, again, we could borrow that for the tanks. Yeah, I do think it's worth keeping the small grant fund in case something comes up throughout the year. We've got something.
Have we got anything in it?
We haven't had anything in it this year. So we budgeted for 2 years.
We're not having the scalps either this time.
No. I think they've got other funds.
Leave Dubbo the point in water there if no one's applied. It's wasting money, isn't it?
But it's only a budget, it's not.
Well, it's a request though, isn't it? So if we ask for another £2,000.
Yeah, we haven't spent it. Fair.
We haven't spent it. No, we've got £4,000 then, and we've just not access, so it's costing £2,000.
Yeah, so the proposal is that we don't put anything more to the small grant fund.
I propose it, but it's up for debate, to be fair.
No,
that's
no,
all my opinion.
That's fine. We've got 2k to use this year from last year,
though. Yeah.
It's upcoming year.
It offsets the overspend, the 6,000 down to 4 then, doesn't it?
What do we need to do with the members of the public if we're discussing wages? Under normal circumstances, everybody would need to leave the room, including the clerk, before we talked about her salary. So we're going to review it offline, and then we can make a decision at the January meeting. But as I said, it will be as per the government pay scale requirements. So I don't think there was anything else on. We've got some things deferred over to January. Something proposed and agreed tonight. So we need to complete our preset by end of Jan. Yeah.
17th. We only have next meeting.
Right. Okay. Next item.
Sorry.
Litter bins.
Litter bins.
Yeah. Well, for the play. Now. I'm not sure about that because there's two on that end already. There's one at the bottom of Eastgate, and then there's one where the bench is where Seventh Field is.
Can I just read what information I've got here? We've had two requests for bins. Am I okay?
Yeah.
Two requests for bins on Lothop Lane and Driffield Road near to Green Lane. I contacted East Riding Yorkshire Council to ask how much a bin would be. The current pricing for the small LBV6 litter bin is £623.98 installed, but prices always increase each year, so I expect it to rise. At the moment, the massive budgetary pressures having to be borne by the council mean that any proposed new siting would be weighed against the on costs incurred by us for the emptying and continued maintenance going forward. The current stock takes up nearly all our limited budget, so we are now even stricter on new sightings. I think he's driving and telling us that they're not going to agree to any new bins.
Right, and who are the people that have asked for it? Is it members of the public?
Yes, two members of the public. So even if the parish council asked these members of the public to fund them, it's unlikely that East Riding would approve that.
I can't understand why they'd want one on Lothop Lane when there's two. I mean, it must be about the most litter bins on one street in the village.
Excellent, that one at the bottom.
Can you go back to the members of the public and tell them that we've received notification from East Riding that they're unlikely to adopt any new bids and see how strongly they feel on wanting to progress.
Yeah.
And then we can discuss it at the January meeting, if that's all right. Okay, is that everything that we can do tonight?
Please, yes.
Yeah, thank you. Number 8, action log. I haven't printed this out, sorry. So these are items that are ongoing. So item F57, ecology report. As I said earlier, I've got a draft from World Ecology, which I've shared with Kathy as the chair last week. We need to confirm that we're happy with him, with everything in there, that he hasn't stated anything that we can't be responsible for without highlighting it, and then we will share it with the rest of the parish council next month, or in advance of next month. We've talked, F57 again is all under the MIA, so we've talked about the willow tree, we've had the planning approved, but we've also got the petition from the villagers and the discussions about the arborists, etc. So although we've got planning approved, there's no immediate action going to be taken on that. It's just noted that we've got the planning approved. Flooding on Nethergate, that's down as Steve.
We've had the report from Steve.
Steve. And Councillor Owen, I think you were involved in that.
We had a meeting last week with Ros, Councillor Sharp, and Andrew Addison, who's the East Riding Highway engineer. So he's come along, looked at it, hummed and hard, and we all stood and looked at a hole in the space and decided what to do with it. No, seriously, he's going away. There are two manholes there. One is Yorkshire Water, and there's a big square one in the middle beyond where the old sort of the grass birch pit was. He's going to try and find out from Yorkshire Water who owns that, looking at the maps, because a simple solution might just be to drill holes in it. Options away. The more expensive option, Ross can add to this, could be to actually resurface or raise various parts of that, which will be expensive. Mm. And realistically, I can't see anything in the council's budgets to spend a lot of money of that moving forward. But he's going away to decide what existing drainage is there, see if it can be adapted at all and cleared out. But at this stage, he's been, and he'll report back, and we'll feed that back into the parish council.
Did you just look at the junction then?
Sorry?
Did you just look at the junction on?
Yes.
Yeah.
He'll go away and do all the grips going down.
At the weekend, there was another issue on Nethergate at the weekend.
If you look further up as well at that corner opposite Mark 2, where that flood's on that corner.
On the, near the, next to the Beffy Field. Did you see the flood there on the weekend? Lapping up their doorstep.
That
was flooded, all the grass was flooded, right back up to the road.
It did look at the grip holes as well, he was going to get more of a flooded grip hole there, just to give some relief.
I think they were aware.
Anyway, yeah, you'll get a report back.
We're waiting for a report back, thank you.
So while Councillor Owen's really there, could I ask about just past the railway crossing as you're heading out of the village down Nethergate, about 50 to 75 yards past, for the last 4 or 5 months since the railway crossing was fixed, there is a good sized lump of tarmac that was dropped by the railway people when they left. And about 4 weeks ago, one of our villagers on a bike with a friend hit that bump, and they both ended up on the floor, and one of them ended up having to go to A&E at Redlington.
Can we have that as a new action on the actual log?
So I don't know if that's us or is it East Riding?
I'll knock it off tomorrow.
Sam? Well, Sam, I'm
not sure if Russell already had a go at knocking it, have you?
I haven't done yet, no.
Yeah.
It's only a block.
But if we can put it on to the action log so we're able to remind ourselves to follow up next month.
Thank you.
Chair, if it's something substantial, it needs the East Riding.
Yeah. I don't know. I've not. So F63 notice board, as we said earlier, we've got a notice board. If I could go on to Ross's action list to get that F63 seats in the bus shelter, Cafe Milan was getting requests from quotes from local company on that. I don't know the update on that, wanted to get that off Cafe. I don't know what the action is on this. It says phone box library. I don't know what the action is.
Library across the top of the both phone boxes.
Oh, signage.
Now that both of them are both fully operational, again, it was Cathy that was going to be the labels to fix on the telephone boxes.
Okay, I just like trying, because I didn't know what the action was. It wasn't clear on what action on, but so that needs to be followed up. Yeah, and added to somebody else's actions next month.
Yep.
Then there was an F81 I was due to follow up on the cost of actually putting the lead kits into a cabinet, and I have to apologise, I haven't got any quotes on that. I think I heard that it was around 400, but I haven't 400 per cabinet.
It's between 400 and 500.
Yeah, but I haven't followed it up with official quotes.
Yeah, that was the one that they put it, the original case was. You have to get it from actually a registered charity.
Yeah.
And then you can get the box with the codes on, and you can actually call 999 and get the code so that people just can't access the bleep kit willy-nilly.
Yeah.
You have to be able to access
it. Well, that's my fault that I haven't got the proper quotes on that, but if you mark that down for me to follow up the next track. Yeah. If you can read my writing, that is unclear.
Nothing is.
Okay, so apart from the tarmac issue, is there anything else to add to the action log, anybody aware of that we need to follow up?
You've just actually passed it here, what do you want to look at?
That's what we've done.
Nope.
Right, trip passage of the
game. Yeah, probably I went over it the other day.
Yeah. He's driving.
Is it?
Yeah, Drew, yeah.
He's driving, yeah. All right, okay, thank you. If you can't read any of that, I'll let me know. Okay, so the MIA, we've talked about, I've read the report from Steve Walker. We know what's going on there. We've got a few actions to follow up on from what's been brought by the parishioners. There'll also be the World Ecology Report to look at next month as well, so hopefully we'll be able to communicate some further information next month.
Are we going to try then to save the tree, not just cut it down? Are we, you know, get something in, see what we can do, shore it up?
Well,
like Richard mentioned.
Well, Richard,
you've not said what you're going to do, so we need to know.
Well, we're going to, the arborist that Richard has suggested, we're going to follow up with that person.
Right.
We haven't got the name of Dirk yet. There was the quote that Richard's passed over, we'll take a look at that. But obviously we've got something in writing from Steve Walker that says it should be removed, and we'll take that information on board with everything else that we've got and review it at the next meeting. Obviously.
Steve Walker also told me that it didn't have to be removed.
Well, it's in writing there.
Yeah. If it's rotting, it can be left.
We
need to try the soil and some nutrients and shore it up to save the tree, and then maybe plant another one ready for when that one goes. But at the minute, leave that one there.
Well, we'll share the arborist report with people when we can release the information from World.
I mean, there's a lot of people that there's, you know, 80 signatures. And that all these people here,
appreciate that,
they count.
We know that, yeah.
And that's great from Councillor Tagg, but I think we're forgetting the fact that Councillor Tagg won't be the one that's in the mere dragging it out in the middle of the night with your children wondering whether daddy's going to come home or not.
That sluice gate cover is not a rat cover.
You changed that. I didn't talk about that. I talked about the fact about taking that limb off so that I don't have to go in and Phil doesn't have to go in.
We're not on about the sluice gate. These jobs, we get a professional in. That's what we
which
do.
We're looking at to do,
you
going
know,
to do, aren't
we?
We've
said we've got to do this and we have to take the cherry tree up. You don't. It's our job to get the professionals in to do the job.
Okay,
nobody
so
expects you to do it, Alex.
Please, could you give me a breakdown of events, timeline, of what happens when that collapses and goes into the mere? Pond, sorry. What happens? What's the what's step one?
If there's a planned job to do, then of course we would need to get professionals in. But we're living in a village where we've got a risk of flooding. You know, we've got people that live locally that can, you know, go in and adjust things and help out where needed. And that's what we do. That's what part of the parish council is committed to do, and we've done it successfully for a number of years. But yes, I agree with you. Any big works, we need to get professionals in.
I mean, that sluice gate cover, who agreed with that?
We were left with the sluice gates as they were. Now, I brought a chap in who came down.
It's years ago that
cover, that's been, cover's been on for years.
Yeah. And the bit that you're talking about has been taken off. That happened 20 odd years ago before I even moved into the village. You can't expect that's what I mean, everybody. You can't hark back to something that happened 20 years ago.
But is that a proper sluice gate cover? It looks terrible to me. It's not like the one that was put on.
It didn't look terrible 4 years ago when it was put on.
I'll tell you what I could do. I could see if I could get the bars welded back, take that off, and you'll have the big gaps again, and you'll be complaining then that Duckland's going down.
Yeah, between the gaps.
I know, with the big gaps.
And with that sluice gate, they can't go under.
Yeah, but it looks dangerous, that sluice. I mean,
and if you're a fish, you can't get under it. That's why it was designed, so that you couldn't get under. It's been there for years.
You've shown a picture of something, it's sucking under it.
It's not sucking.
The bars.
It's not sucking under it.
Can we not just get on with the meeting?
No,
go
right,
on.
Okay, but anyway, yes, so.
Fluid dynamics, it doesn't work.
Item 10, flooding and drainage. We've sort of covered that on the action log.
Yeah, sorry.
Anything else on flooding and drainage apart from
I'll just quickly check, sorry. Met up with East Riding and Highways. The decision was to put funding bid in for the new year for the financial year to resurface the whole junction, potentially, as you alluded to, Councillor Owen. They are going to contact Yorkshire Water to see where the drains go. Nothing in there at all that we've not had already.
Right, okay. Okay, item 11, planning applications, installation of a tension PVC roof cover over existing slurry store, Neffert and World Pig Unit. Any comments on that?
No comment. It's right out of way up there, isn't it?
Is it fine? Have we got any comments to make on that planning out for anybody?
No.
Okay.
I know, stick to my agenda, but Baz has come this, I've circulated this planning application today, and the response has to be back by the 3rd of January.
Okay, so we've got a planning application that's coming late. So I'm just proposing that because it needs to be, any comments need to be back by the 3rd of January, we're going to put this into the agenda, even though it wasn't in the agenda items circular.
I have circulated it to their turn.
Yeah, but it wasn't on the original agenda, yeah. Okay, so the proposal is change of use of land and buildings from holiday lets to residential dwelling, 9 Ridlington Road, Nafferton. Full planning permission. 9.
Albury Road, is it?
Yeah,
they built that wooden chalet on the stilts. They tried to get planning before and they wouldn't give them planning, so they built audio and now they're trying to swap it back to a bungalow.
That sounds a bit like abusing the planning.
It's after petrol station, isn't it?
No, so, going the other way towards the grid. Yeah.
So we're going from a holiday cottage, change of use to domestic.
Planning permission from Israeli to be a holiday let.
Yeah.
It's like a porter cabin type looking building.
It's on stilts.
Well, but it needs to meet certain regulations.
Yeah. You'll have to comply with building control.
So is that why I'm
probably flattening the bungalow. That's what they wanted in the first place.
I think, really, because we've got this late, haven't we? Can people have a look at it on the website and let Anne know if there's any concerns about this one? I haven't looked at it on the website, so I'll have a look as well. It's going to come in today. But we need to get information back to Anne if we have got any comments before the next meeting, because it's nearly by 30 Jan, so we can look at it in the next few days councillors. Right, so planning decisions. There's no other planning apps, is there?
No.
Planning decisions, so erection of a double garage on 4 Bridlington Road was granted. Replacement of roofing felt and penthouse to roof 24 Middle Street was granted. Okay, item 12, any correspondence on?
Yeah.
Okay, two pieces of correspondence. I'm going to read these out, but I've not seen them in advance, so apologies if they don't make clear sense. So this one's from East Riding. Further to the announcement in July where parish and town councils were invited to express their interest in taking part in a 20 mph speed limit trial, we are pleased to announce that the sites that were selected. They had 50 requests, and it's difficult to select appropriate sites. We aren't one of the sites, it looks like, on this. Heddon, Swanland, Beeford, Flamborough, and two reserve schemes in Wilbur, Foss and Patrington. So if we did put one in, I can't remember if we did, we were unsuccessful.
No, we didn't.
Another one from East Riding. Help for household support fund, £200 payments now available, open till the 28th of Feb. Payments of £200 are now available to low income residents in East Riding for the latest round of household support fund, a government funded national scheme. I think we should put this on the website and on the next newsletter, because it's important that we make parishioners aware if there's some help available for low income families. Okay, that's the correspondence. Committee reports. Remind me of the committees, aren't you?
Sorry.
Village Hall, who's our rep on Village Hall nowadays?
Steve.
So no response on that. Fethi's
our rep? No, but I'm not the rep.
It's Nick. I think we ought to have a think about the web strategy moving forward from January, Chair.
Yeah. Okay, if you can put that on the agenda for next month and a web strategy. Yeah. And a new committee report to be set up. Now we've got 3 members of staff with reporting into Parish Council. So we had a staffing meeting. So we're redoing the job descriptions for staff members. And we're also looking at training people to be support for the clerk if the clerk was sick or on holiday. Mm-hmm. Because I think we've benefited a lot from Anne being at virtually every meeting, if not all meetings that I can remember. And we need to make sure that we've got cover in place with training and the knowledge of who to contact when Anne gets holidays or is unable to attend for whatever reason. So we're going to look at a more comprehensive training programme for the councillors to get a bit more aware of what a clerk does and how we step in if needed. So that was the staffing report. On the committee reports, village maintenance. Have we got a report from Ross?
Have we got a report from Ross?
Usually this time of year, not a lot to do, barring a few bits of maintenance around the playground and in the bush shelter.
Gotcha.
Yeah, bits of bugs to do. Majority of the maintenance is done. That's what you might need.
I think perhaps consideration to Councillors Milan's leaving this evening that we are very shy in the playground department now.
I have not had their official resignation, Alex.
I think if they do, then we ought to think about replacing them, because otherwise I think it's
fair. I've not had it officially yet.
Again, on his own. No, well, if it's received officially, then we need to...
Okay, but I do think it highlights that there's only a few of us on the parish council, and even fewer of the people on the parish council are handy at those type of things. So we do need to make sure we've got coverage and a bank of volunteers if anybody's willing and able to do some of those more.
Please help.
Technical tasks.
You don't need to be on the parish council to litter pick, though, do you? Anybody can volunteer, like you said, can't they?
Yeah.
So anybody sat here could volunteer to litter pick around the village.
Yeah.
On playground.
Okay, so I think that's the end of the agenda. Thank you guys for bearing with me, because I haven't done the chairing for a long time. Thank you for everybody that's turned out. Merry Christmas to everyone, and we'll see you in the new year.